Last night was the 69th annual Golden Globe Awards, and once again, comedian Ricky Gervais played host.
The Golden Globes are to the Oscars what Kim Kardashian is to Kate Middleton, basically. What? Bit louder, bit trashier, bit drunker, and more easily bought. Allegedly, nothing's been proved.
Well, Gervais did what he does, a little wisdom there. He did it a little more gently this time around. The stars were out, though. Well, Woody Allen didn't show, but it was a party as usual. Here to weigh in on our movie date team, Rafer Guzman, who's also a movie critic for Newsday and who had an extraordinary predictions record at the Golden Globes last night. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning, John.
And co-host Kristen Meinzer here in the studio, also culture producer for The Takeaway. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
So let's just say, before we talk about your predictions, Rafer, and maybe we shouldn't talk about yours, Kristen, so much.
Better not.
This seems to be the year, if the Globes are a predictor of the Oscars, a year for Clooney and Scorsese. Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. Clooney totally cleaned up. He got the Globe for acting for The Descendants, and The Descendants also won for Best Picture Drama, as Rafer predicted. So it was a good night for him.
I was watching the awards last night, and my 13-year-old daughter was explaining to me all the people who I had no idea who they were. Homeland series, Rafer, I had never heard of it. But then I have a morning job. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It won big yesterday.
That show did pretty well also, and it won Best Actress for Claire Danes as well.
Who was very classy in her acceptance.
Yes. She mentioned that she had won that award back when she was 15 years old for My So-Called Life. That was it was a very nice speech she did, I thought.
And she thanked her mother, who was right there.
Right.
She had forgot to do that when she was 15, and she was apparently emotionally scarred from it. Meryl Streep won for Iron Lady, Kristen?
Absolutely. Again, as Rafer predicted. And she gave a great speech, but she did swear. Thank goodness there's that three-second delay, so we didn't actually hear all of her swearing. But it was one of the funnier moments of the night to hear someone that classy being bleeped out.
Madonna was up there a couple times, once for winning her song award and then for giving the Best Foreign Film. She seemed a little stiff, although she had a nice joke there for him.
I thought she was pretty stiff once she started talking, but her initial banter with Gervais was pretty funny. He said that she was not like a virgin, and she said, he said she was like a virgin, and she said, "You can fix that if you would like, because I haven't kissed a girl for a while."
And then he ran off stage. At least she said, "I haven't kissed a girl on TV anyway."
Yes.
Scorsese won Rafer Guzman for Hugo. Isn't that an irony that Scorsese looks to be an Oscar contender for a kid's film?
Yes, although I think that one thing that's emerging out of this Golden Globes picture is that there really are no clear frontrunners. I mean, you were talking about how The Descendants cleaned up. The Artist also cleaned up, but we're talking about movies that got two awards for The Descendants and three awards for The Artist. Almost every other film just won one award, and it makes it pretty hard to pick a frontrunner going into the Oscars, I think.
Well, there's one frontrunner in the background, and that was the Enforcer, or no,
the Punisher.
The Punisher,
Harvey Weinstein,
our good friend. He looks to be doing really, really well going into the Oscars. Kristen?
Yeah, he was thanked by half the people on stage, everyone from Meryl Streep to the people in The Artist to My Week with Marilyn.
Williams won.
Yeah, absolutely. He was very, very happy last night.
Go to thetakeaway.org and get all of your Golden Globes coverage. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and also co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.